Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. As you know, if you've been with us, we are in a stretch of scripture here in the Old Testament book of Genesis, in which holy God meets Satan, Eve, and Adam with his divine judgment on their sin. This is verses 14 through 19, and thus far we have covered verses 14 and 15, and this week half of verse 16. Here, in verse 16, we hear God speak to Eve. I will read the text as we begin. To the woman, God said, I will greatly multiply your pain in childbirth. In pain you will bring forth children, yet your desire will be for your husband, and he will rule over you. As I look at this verse, I see God's punishment for Eve falls in relation to two objects. First, there are the children, and second, there is the husband. Regarding children, there will be pain. Regarding the husband, there will be rule. We have talked about the pain of childbirth, and now I want to talk about the rule of the husband. Just at the end last time, I read to you Genesis 3, verse 6, which captures how Eve sinned against her husband in the garden in Eden. Let me also get that verse back on your mind. Genesis 3, 6 says, When the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was desirable to make one wise, she took from its fruit and ate, and she gave also to her husband with her, and he ate. Notice that Eve made a very important, a crucially important decision here. She decided on her own, apart from her husband, to eat the forbidden fruit. God said, "Do not eat," but she ate. And then Eve took her sin a step further. She gave also to her husband with her, and he ate. Eve led her husband into sin. And by doing so, Eve was acting in the exact opposite way to which God had created her to act. To see this, let's go even further back in Genesis to chapter 2. I want to remind us that Eve was created to be a helper to her husband. Genesis 2, verse 18 makes this abundantly clear. I'm reading Genesis 2, verse 18. Then the Lord God said, It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make him a helper suitable for him. And then in chapter 2, when we keep reading, we learn that God made Eve and brought her to Adam, and God performed the marriage ceremony. God was both father of the bride and father of the groom, and God wed them. But in a tragic departure from God's design for the wife, for Eve, in Genesis 3, she does not help her husband Adam to avoid sin. No, she encourages him right into it. And when Eve did this, what she was doing was to act independently from her husband. She freed herself from him and even graduated herself to be over him. In her actions, Eve got Adam under her control. She is not subject to him. He is subject to her. Neither is there mutual submission, where they would have made the decision about eating the fruit together. Now, Eve rules. The woman has rule over the man. And this is not a help. This is a hindrance. I trust you are following along, because all of this leads us to our verse 16. God says, Your desire will be for your husband, and he will rule over you. In the punishment, God flips the order in the relationship. Adam will now rule over Eve. In sin, Eve had ruled over Adam. No longer. This word desire is very interesting. It means to run after, to pursue, and to want. The word desire means to run after, to pursue, and to want. Part of Eve's sin was to run away from Adam. Now she will run after Adam. Part of Eve's sin was to act independently of Adam, but now she will pursue Adam. Part of Eve's sin was not to want Adam, but now she will want Adam. The nature of the punishment reverses the nature of the sin. This matter of the husband taking rule over the wife is an essential truth on which to discern what is really being said. As I mentioned the other day, I am fully aware this is not exactly the most popular verse in the Bible. But if you will stick with me for the remainder of our time today, and then be sure and come back again next week, I think you will see that just as there was a blessing that came from pains in childbirth, so too there is blessing that comes from the rule the man now has over the woman. But in order to see this, you have to stick with us, okay? We only have this short time together, so it takes me a few broadcasts and podcasts to develop the depth of what is found in the Word of God, and today I'm bumping up against our weekend break. I want us to take our next step into God's Word to the woman now by pointing out that the pain and sorrow women experience to this day is the result of Eve's sin. Indeed, women are treated very harshly in this world. There is the pain of childbirth, but there are also other forms of physical pain. There is mental and spiritual pain. There is emotional pain. And men have historically treated women in the worst of all possible ways. Man has been a despot, and the woman has been his slave. In many worldwide cultures and religions, women have been treated like property, and sometimes even literally as property. Man has had the power of life and death over woman. Man has abused woman, torturing her body, soul, mind, and spirit. Oh, you may object. It's not as bad as you say, Swallow. No, you are wrong. It has been bad. It is bad. Anyone who has traveled internationally, lived globally, anyone who has read history and understands these different cultures and religions knows this to be true. Frankly, pay attention to the news. Be attentive to what is going on in your own neighborhood. Abuse against women and girls is getting worse, not better. My heart broke the other day when I read and saw photos of a group of young girls, just children, that had been dropped at the side of a dusty road on a rancher's property in Texas, girls trafficked in from South America. I felt sick to my stomach when I heard the reporter talk about what is done to these sweet and innocent little girls when they leave their parents or are taken from their parents and driven off with strangers, men who abuse them. And over in Asia, where we have lived, human trafficking, again of women and girls, is rampant. Men are using rule in sinful and evil ways that are absolutely destructive for women. And these are just examples. So that whether we look near or far, maybe it is a woman being abused by a man in your family, or it is a news story from somewhere overseas of girls being molested during sex trafficking. Wherever we turn, women and girls experience pain. We do not know the half of it. As a man, I certainly do not. But this is what sin does. It totally corrupts every facet of us. Sin makes us totally depraved. Sin makes us radically corrupted. And specifically now we are talking about sin, man against woman. Let me push this further. When we read in Genesis 3 that the husband will rule over the wife, sometimes that is very poorly interpreted by certain Christians to mean that the husband can treat his wife as if he is king and she is one of his subjects. Husband says jump, and the wife's only question is, how high? We have abuse in Christian homes too, don't we? Yes, we do. We have these men who claim to be Christian, who interpret this and other texts of Scripture to mean they can treat their wives and daughters however they please. That is specifically why there are many verses in this same Bible that confront, discipline, and correct this sinful mindset in these men. I must tell you, or perhaps remind you, that this is not what God means by rule. God is strongly opposed to the abuse man to woman that I have been talking about. And what I want to do is take some time to highlight in the scripture how God corrects these bad interpretations of He will rule over you. We do not have time for all of these today, but let's start with this and end with this for this week. Go back to Genesis 2, verses 22 through 24. Listen to this. The Lord God fashioned into a woman the rib, which he had taken from the man, and brought her to the man. The man said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. For this reason a man shall leave his father and his mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." That's Genesis 2, verses 22 through 24. Highlight, flesh of my flesh, one flesh, be joined to his wife. Be honest, does that sound to you like that supports the definition of rule as treating one's wife harshly? No. How does a man treat his own flesh? He treats it very well. Therefore, how should a husband treat his wife with whom he is one flesh? He must treat her very well indeed. The husband is joined to his wife. The husband clings to his wife. This is not the language of lording it over your wife. This is the language of love and of service and of tender-hearted compassion. And I have more Bible to share with you along these lines next time. In these days together, we have been talking about the pain, the sorrow, the difficulty women have as the result of sin. So I want to leave you with the wise and practical words of theologian Edward J. Young, who is very pastoral when he writes, "The Christian husband must be the understanding husband. He must remember that his wife is living a life in which sorrow, pain, and suffering will play a large role. Turn toward her in sympathy and love. Affection and tenderness must characterize his attitude towards his wife." Apply the Word of God to your life today and join me again on Monday for God Is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.